Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. Jimmy Kimmel poked fun at, quote, future former Florida congressman Matt Gaetz over the more than 150 public Venmo transactions that Gaetz and his friend Joel made to dozens of young women. Kimmel said three payments for $500, $500, $250 labeled ice cream, five other payments labeled salad. One of those salads cost more than $1,000. I guess they added avocado. Two of the transactions were for stuff and other stuff. And let me just say this, it's bad enough that Matt Gaetz is implicated in doing stuff, but other stuff? That's outrageous. Kimmel, of course we know about all of this because stupid Joel made his Venmo transactions public, as did Matt Gaetz. They didn't check the privacy box. What's the opposite of a criminal mastermind? I didn't know that was a box. I better check it. Not that I'm up to anything. Seth Meyers, chances are pretty high that if you've broken the law, there's evidence of it on your phone, especially since Gaetz was reportedly using Cash App and Venmo to make payments to his indicted buddy. Used to be when politicians broke the law, they stuffed an envelope full of $100 bills and met their contact in a parking garage. Now they just Venmo a buddy with an emoji of an envelope stuffed with cash. Seth, I'd say along with getting your phone seized, being chased down a flight of stairs by a crowd of reporters, and getting hustled into the backseat of a waiting car isn't a sign that things are going great. That's classic corrupt politician stuff. No one ever in that situation is in it for good reason. Sir, can you tell us how you cured cancer? I didn't cure cancer. Stop spreading lies about me now if you'd excuse me after we rushed into this unmarked van. Today is 420. Now, I am not a partaker. I'm about clean living. You heard me go on and on about running on Sunday's episode. I mean, I do go to a donut chain every day, and I do go for buffalo wings with Glenn, who has the agent, not the Glenn I go on road trips with that I use in bits. So it's 420. If that's your thing, enjoy it, and enjoy Ron Funch's new show for Discovery Plus. It's called Chop 420, and it debuts today. Look at that. You ready for this? Funch's hosts as four talented cannabis chefs will hopefully smoke their competitors. Get it? That's pretty funny, Discovery Plus press release person. Funch's hosts as four talented cannabis chefs hopefully smoke their competitors and try and impress the judges as they cook for them using some ingredients that are pretty challenging. It's a classic cuisine and cooking competition with the added fun of delayed edible reactions. Wink, wink. TV shows Ace is your home for comedy news, and they have details. There are five episodes and four chefs challenged to create, quote, tasty and mind-warping meals through three rounds, appetizer, entree, and dessert. In true Chopped mayhem-making form, there will be a mystery basket of oddball ingredients for a chance at winning the $10,000 grand prize. Each hour-long episode features the chefs making ganja-infused dishes that must not only provide a buzz, but also wow a panel of recurring judges. Here are the episodes. Episode 1, High Expectations, and Discovery Plus says, one sweet novelty ingredient in the entree basket throws them for a loop, and the two strongest competitors blaze into the dessert round, only to be faced with a bottle of ketchup. The chef that keeps a clear head despite the haze in the air will be crowned Chopped 420 champion. Whoever wrote this copy, great job. Episode 2, Puff Puff Run, in the appetizer round, spoilers, by the way, the chefs hit the greenhouse to find the perfect grass to accompany dandelion greens. And with the sake popsicles in the entree round, the judges will have strong attitude adjustment. Discovery Plus says which chef will bring the judges back down to earth with a good old chocolate milk for dessert. Episode 3, Get Baked or Get Chopped. That's right, the secret stash of ingredients have no chill. With pickle pie, Cornish hens, and reindeer jerky on the menu, it's a race to get every ingredient representing, and apparently someone will have a, quote, meltdown, unquote, in this episode. Episode 4, THCU on the chopping block. Is this Fear Factor or Chopped? The chefs use armadillo eggs and eel as they rustle up all the pot in the world to get someone so stoned that they will eat that mess. Discovery Plus says, after that nightmare, a dream awaits as the finalists float away on a giant marshmallow cloud. One chef will score a perfect 420. The other will be chopped. And finally, Go Green or Go Home. It's another head-scratcher list of ingredients. Head to the sea as mussels and cheese balls, canned spice hams, and a dessert with maraschino cherry are on top are on the menu. Discovery Plus says, ultimately, the maverick of marijuana will take home the wacky win. If you're wondering about all this 420 stuff, I have the internet and I found out Chris Conrad is the curator of the Oaksterdam Cannabis Museum in Oakland, California. Of course he is. He says 420 started as a secret code among a group of friends at San Rafael High School in the early 70s. I like how I said San and not just San in my normal accent. I got to lead into this. San Rafael High School in the early 70s, who called themselves the Waldos. They would often meet at 420 p.m. to get high. So let's check in on the patron saints of all this, Cheech and Chong. The Chicago Tribune wrote about them. The Trib said, how many times have you answered a knock on the door by saying, Dave's not here, man? I have never done that, actually. Have you? We haven't. That four-word phrase was part of this writer's teenage vocabulary, along with millions of other fans of Cheech and Chong. To this day, he smiles just thinking about it. Tommy Chong answers the door and says, who is it? Cheech replies, it's me, Dave. Open up. I got the stuff. Chong says, who? Now, the writer says, I had no idea this quintessential Cheech and Chong skit actually happened in real life when the now legendary comedy duo recorded their album in 71. After signing a contract, they struggled to create their first bit for the album. Chong suggested Cheech go outside the studio and return in character with a costume prop. It always helped Cheech to get in a character from the external to the internal, like method acting. Meanwhile, Chong queued up a small tape recorder near the door. Cheech wasn't in on the gag, which is why it worked so well. Cheech yells in a whisper through the door, it's Dave, D-A-V-E. Dave's not here, man. Marin has a book. It's called Cheech is Not My Real Name, But Don't Call Me Chong. And he says, Chong and I always had a love-hate relationship right from the start. We did both these things with equal intensity, but the one undeniable thing we always had was comic chemistry. Chong, on the other hand, gives a lot of credit for the dynamic duo success to Marin, saying you can't be too shy or too high. And from greentrepreneur.com, your home for comedy news. I use that joke already. You can't use it twice, Johnny Mac. Come on. They wrote about a comedy show that used to exist pre-pandemic. I hope it comes back, called Glazed. Mike Glazer would host the Glazed shows, which included music and stand-up fueled by cannabis and donuts. Legendary comedians would pop in. Some of those legendary comedians, Dave Chappelle, Jerry Seinfeld, Patton Oswalt, Nick Kroll. Yeah, you could see all that. Craig Robinson from The Office showed up one time. He played piano for an hour, keeping every audience member on the edge of their seats and so high that they forgot to clap. Glazer said, the thing about Glazed and all the creative projects that I do, Glazed is a stand-up hip-hop street art variety show that involves cannabis. It's about art first. Cannabis is a big part of that, but it's not a cannabis show first and foremost. I'm a comedian who smokes weed. I'm not a weed comedian. And that's why it's blown up the way it has. But there's a universal truth to the art. If you happen to smoke weed, all the better. Let's do some plugs. If this show has gotten you in the mood for some cannabis-infused comedy, you can check out my show. It is free on the Live by Live app. It's called The Weekly Comedy Thing. It's like this, except I play bits. This week, I played a bunch of pot-themed humor, doing it from memory. I know Cheech and Chong are in there. Brian Posehn's in there. Doug Benson, of course. Cat Williams, of course. So it's The Weekly Comedy Thing on the Live by Live app. It is free. Do that after this podcast, of course. This week, we are doing Comedy's Top Dog Late Night Edition Battle of the Jimmies. It's Jimmy Fallon versus Jimmy Kimmel. You go to Instagram at Daily Comedy News. You find the little graphic with a picture of the Jimmies and you comment. Lane Spurk has followed the directions and wrote, I prefer Kimmel, even though he has not yet achieved Ben and Jerry ice cream flavor status. Love it. Not only a vote, but some quality commentary there. Utkarsh Divid said, I vote for Jimmy Fallon. I'm a big fan. It's not that I dislike Kimmel. I dislike the overall happy Labrador vibe of Fallon. Very nice. So everybody, Instagram at Daily Comedy News, vote. You know what to do. I'm looking here to sequence the stories. Let's stay in the high kind of realm. Pete Davidson was on the pre-fight of the Jake Paul and Ben Askren fight. Did you see this thing Saturday night? My kid did. They went and did a pay-per-view or somehow mysteriously got it. I'm not asking questions. Anyway, it was a YouTuber and some other dude and they fought and who cares? But Pete Davidson said, you can tell how professional this event is by them having me here. We're backstage at Jake Paul's dressing room or locker room, if you want to call it that. And today's a really wild day for boxing because it shows just how low it's truly sunk. Today proves a fact. If you have enough followers, you can do whatever you effing want. Maybe PewDiePie will cure cancer and Charlie D'Amelio will become a surgeon. Who knows? Tonight we have a bout between Ben Askren, who? I don't know who that is. And I've been reading up on him all week. And Jake Paul, and you know, they both suck, but at least somebody's going to get hurt. Now back to you guys in the booth. Some real announcers over there. Apparently, Jake Paul won in the first round, according to my kid. The National Review is giving Sam B a hard time, saying comedian Samantha B recently remarked that she can't make fun of Joe Biden in the same way she made fun of Donald Trump, admitting that she pulls her punches when it comes to the 46th president, Joe Biden. Sam is quoted as saying, "You're like, okay, we could be making jokes about the infrastructure plan. But in general, I'm like, wow, this is great. Why would I purposely undermine something that is seems to be a great idea pretty much across the board? Like, I don't need to make jokes to make jokes. I like to make really targeted jokes. There are more worthy targets right now, I think." The National Review says B's comments offer perhaps the best example of what has gone wrong with leftist comedians of late. They think the point of comedy is to make really targeted jokes, to undermine things, or to target things they, and presumably their audience, disagree with. Over the last decade, late-night hosts across the board began to lay aside their relatable, everyman's brand of comedy and pivot towards lecturing the crowd on their moral values. They went from chasing laughter, no matter who the butt of the joke may have been, to chasing applause. The result has been anything but funny. Wow, harsh. Alana Glazer has a new YouTube series for Comedy Central. The series will drop every Tuesday, and today is Tuesday, so I'm telling you about it. It will feature 9 up-and-coming comedians performing short sets. Since the first episode with Marie Faustin was a 10-minute set, the Laugh Button has a feeling that the 5-minute time limit isn't too strict. Other comedians include Alex English, Allison Leiby, P.D. D'Abreu, Sydney Washington, Shalua Sharp, Rojo Perez, Freeha Khan, Kristen Buckles, and Lacey Jaka. That's some serious up-and-comer action. They're off my radar. Not that I know everything about comedy, but I do kind of do this every day, and those are new names to me. So let's check that out. Alana Glazer's show, YouTube, Comedy Central. It's always fun to check out up-and-coming comedians, so I will check that out tonight. Now, if you've been hearing these texts and wondering, you know, why don't I mute my phone, whatever, my son and I have become Dogecoin day traders, and he's very excited telling me that we're up. So let me log in here. I might not need you to buy me a coffee. Holy cow, we have made $156 on Dogecoin. 420 is Doge Day. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, I'll explain it tomorrow. So you don't need to buy me a coffee today. I could buy my own coffee. Thanks, Dogecoin. Follow the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Catch you tomorrow.